Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone. I'm so happy to be here tonight with you. And I'm excited to be doing the show with you. I'm excited to be doing the show with you tonight to kind of give a brief outline of where we're going as a company and what we're working on and some great things that we are doing. So I wanted to do this town hall meeting to give you an opportunity to ask some questions, to give you an opportunity to talk and to for us to talk. So I am very happy right now and what we're doing and the launch of Punchflix, and I'm very excited and very happy. So I'm going to give just like a few more moments for, I think we have quite a few people here that have logged in, and we're going to give you a chance today to ask some questions and make whatever your concerns and the like known, keeping it positive and keeping it moving forward. So we wanted to really talk tonight about moving forward and the steps that we're taking to move the company in a great direction. And so I'm really excited to do this on tonight. So I am going to give everyone just a few more moments, another minute or two. I want to say happy Thursday to everyone. Thursday is like a wonderful day of a week. And so I want to say happy Thursday to everyone and to everyone who's logged in. I guess we're going to have quite a few questions tonight, the way that it's looking right now. So that's pretty cool. So I want to say happy Thursday. And I want to say I hope that everyone has their Punchflix and are signing up for Punchflix. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Punchflix. And I'm going to start this off in about a minute with some questions that I already have. And some of you have already sent in questions. So I'm going to kind of address those questions first and foremost. And I'm going to kind of address those questions first and foremost. And then as we address those questions, then we're going to move forward throughout the conversation and see if we can't work together as a investor family and as a Punch TV Studios family to really achieve something great in business. One of the things that I always like to let folks know is what we have accomplished, and we have accomplished some very, very good things. What we've accomplished has absolutely been amazing in the world of Wall Street, and from a community perspective, it's been absolutely amazing. It's been absolutely exciting to know what we've done organically and to know what we've done specifically to achieve what we've achieved. We raised money from the community, which was like unheard of, and we began to go to work to build a media company from the community, which is just like phenomenal and just like unheard of in what we're doing. And with our successes and failures, we've learned a lot, and we're gearing the company up to do the next great thing and to begin to move in the area that is trending, that the media is trending, and that area is in streaming. So I have a few questions which people have already kind of written out, and here's question number one, and it says, I know you're a busy CEO, and we know you recently sent out an email to call to action to your shareholders. And can you share a little bit more about the email that we sent out? So we recently sent out an email over the last few days to almost everyone who is a shareholder in Punch TV Studios so that you would be able to participate in Punchflix. It is now time for us to engage as a shareholder base and community. And we have done our level best to try to inform you of the things that are going on at the company. We've done our level best to try to have shareholders conventions and shareholder meetings and all different kinds of things like that so that you can be informed on the things that are happening at the company, the way that they're happening, the reasons for certain decisions and why we chose to do other decisions, why we made other decisions to go different directions. And so we do email blasts and we do phone dialer blasts to our shareholder base so that you guys could be as informed as we possibly can make you informed. But right now, this is a call to action for all of our shareholders and a call to action to say we need you to act. We need you to move. And it doesn't matter whether you invested $1 or whether you invested $1 million in the company. We need every single person now to jump into action and make moves on behalf of Punchflix. It's one thing to have investment dollars, which we were successful in raising. That's one thing to have that, but it's another thing to have revenues. And now we are working to generate revenues. Our whole cause and everything that we're doing right now is all about we have to generate revenues. And the more revenues that we generate, the greater we look when we begin trading on Wall Street. And I believe that we're going to trade. So it's not like we're not trading. And I know many of you have said, well, why we are trading, why we're not trading yet. The reason why we're not trading yet is because I don't want our stock to get killed in the marketplace. I want our stock to come out strong, and I want our stock to maintain a strong perspective. And so I don't want us to get killed in the marketplace. And if we come out weak and we come out without revenues, we come out without subscriber bases, and we come out without these different things that we need to be successful, then our stock is going to tank. So let me tell you a little bit about Punchflix. Punchflix is amazing. We have recently did a deal with a large distributor, and we're adding over 10,000 movies to the Punchflix platform. And that's just like amazing, you know, just like having 10,000 movies that we can enjoy. The other part about Punchflix is that right at this point, we have 22 live streaming television channels. So we have live movie channels, we have Spanish channels, we have Arabic channels, we have all these live streaming channels also on Punchflix that you can enjoy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as much as you like. And that's just like really, really exciting. And so we have done those things. We have built a phenomenal media platform. And the reason why we built this platform is because this is the direction that media is moving in. People don't mind linear television. They don't mind watching TV at home, but people want television on the go. They want it when they want it. They watch it. They want to talk about it when they want to talk about it. They want to binge watch a movie series. And we have a couple of phenomenal series up there, crime drama series, on our website, which you can watch, you can enjoy, and you could binge on it. We have some phenomenal movies that are just like really awesome that you could really enjoy with some pretty good stars on there. And we're loading thousands more movies. I think to date, aside from the live streaming television channels, I think we have over 400 movies loaded right now, and we're loading 2,000 movies. We're working to get 2,000 movies loaded right now as quickly as we possibly can. And when we're loading movies, just for you to know as a shareholder, because there's so many devices, and there's so many devices when we're encoding. But we have to encode it to fit all of the devices by 7 so that we can encode to have the streams fit the variable devices that that are out there. And that to me is just, it's like really a challenge, but we're doing that so that we'll be ready to embrace the future of where technology is moving. And one of the things that I have always believed in is the use of technology to help us succeed in the marketplace. We have to use technology to help us do that. We have to use technology to help us build the brand. And right now, this is our first major product. PunchFlix is our first major product push that we're pushing out to the marketplace, and we need our shareholders to buy in first. We have thousands of shareholders, and we need all of you to buy into PunchFlix first and foremost so that we can be successful and we can show revenues. And I cannot stress enough, I wanted to sell stock directly to the community is because we would have a force of people that we come together to make the market move, hopefully in the direction that we wanted to move in. And that's why I wanted to have quite a few people as shareholders. That's why I wanted to have the community as shareholders. And it's just so important to move in that direction, and so important to be moving in that direction. And that's why we wanted to do that. So we definitely try to communicate with our shareholder base. We definitely try to communicate. Now, one of the things that we've done, because we moved from one location to another location, one of the things we've done because we moved, our numbers have changed slightly. So I want to make sure everyone gets our phone numbers, which is 323-489-8119. 323-489-8119. That's the number here in the office. And I wanted to make sure that all of our shareholders now have an updated number and that you can use that number to call in. Now, we have thousands of shareholders, and we have a team of people who are working with you to clear up any issues or any things like that that you may have as a shareholder. And they're pretty diligent about getting to you and about working out and working through whatever your particular situation may or may not be. They're pretty diligent with that. And so we're going to get to you. We're going to answer all of your questions, but look for the communications. Look for the communications on our website at punchtvstudios.com. Look for those communications. Look for the communications in your email. Your emails from the company may be going to your spam. So you can tell it not to go to your spam, so that way you're getting the emails, read the emails. We're having different meetings so that you can be a part of the meetings and know what's going on with your company, know what's happening, be able to ask your questions directly, so that we have a sense of transparency here that is just phenomenal. And so we are now drilling now to have revenues so that our revenues will help us set the opening price when we begin trading. And that is what we're after to push now. We've developed a phenomenal product that you can use on your cell phone, you can use on your iPad, you can use on your iPhones, you can use on your – you have to excuse me, I've been fighting a little cold. But you can use on your iPad, you can use on your cell phone, you can use on your Android phones. And we have developed a phenomenal platform that is expansible exponentially. And we've built the platform right now to where we could successfully have a server at any one time. So 1 million people could stream on our server at any one time right now. And that's like so important. It's just like so important. So I want to go to the next question that was kind of given to me here. And it says, what are you seeing in the marketplace that sustains our vision for PunchFlix? The thing that I like about PunchFlix is that we can build subscribers all over the world. And that's what we want. We want to be a global media company. You have companies like Netflix, and at last count, I think Netflix has 130 million subscribers. And our goal is, if we can initially get 1 million subscribers on our platform, it's going to put us into a new paradigm. It'll put us into a financial paradigm. If we have at least 1 million subscribers on our paradigm, on our platform, or that are signed to PunchFlix, that are subscribers of PunchFlix, we will be generating roughly $9 million a month in revenue. That revenue drives competition, and we have to put or position ourselves so that we can compete in the marketplace where the Hulus are in and the Netflix are in and the HBOs are in. We have to compete in those same marketplace. And with that revenue that we have, we will have coming in from that, that would allow us to compete in that marketplace. Aside from the fact that it will allow us to have a strong stock price. And I cannot stress that. I cannot stress that enough. We want to have a very strong stock price. We want to go to the marketplace where we can say to Wall Street bankers, and we can say to investment bankers, and we can say to the larger investment houses and pension funds and market makers and to other brokers, we can say we have a subscriber base of 1 million subscribers. And that we are generating roughly $9 million a month in revenue. And that's where we want to do that. That's how we want to say that. That's how we want to go at what we're doing right now. And that's why we need your support now. We need you to get on the phone. We need you to call your people. We're delivering a phenomenal product. I know that some of you have seen it. PunchFlix, some of you have already subscribed. As a matter of fact, we've had a lot of subscribers sign up over the last few days, and I'm thankful to you guys, and thank you for believing in that, in the vision that we have for that, and thank you for embracing the vision. And I just think that that's completely, I'm so thankful for that. But we as a team now, we've got to take it to a whole nother level. We've got to take it to a level that allows us to compete. And so if we have 1 million subscribers on our PunchFlix platform, which we're capable of handling, if we have 1 million subscribers on our, that will allow us to generate roughly $9 million a month in revenue, or roughly $108 million a year in annual revenue. We can go to marketplace with that because we don't have a lot of stock in that's in the marketplace right now. And so if we have that, we go to marketplace with that, we're going to have a phenomenal company, and the stock price is going to be very, 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 very strong. And that's exciting. I mean, I hope that's exciting to you, because it's certainly very, very, very exciting to me. And this is gives us exponentially, because once we get 1 million subscribers, because we'll be able to have the content to support it, we'll be able to do bigger deals with bigger distribution houses, we'll be able to do all of these different kinds of things that will help us be a successful company, and that will put revenues and finances in our bank accounts. And that's what we are working to do. So I want to say here right now, in terms of our vision, I want to say that it's important that we stick to vision. It's important that we stay positive, and it's important that we come together right now to achieve this particular objective, and we've got to do it together. The staff at Punch here, we can't do it by ourselves. We need your help. We need your help, but we're delivering a phenomenal product. We need your help, but we're delivering a phenomenal product. And so we're asking you to jump in here. We're asking you to roll up your sleeves as a Punch TV Studio stockholder family. And we're asking you to let's get dirty and let's get our company sold and let's get our product sold for our company. And that product is PunchFlix.
That's great, Mr. Collins.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. So I'm going to stop here just for a moment, because I've got a few more questions, but I would love to take some questions from those that are online right now. I would love to have some of your questions. I don't know I have a co-host here who is Joy, and Joy is kind of helping me here today. So I don't know if she kind of screened one of your calls or whatever so that we can continue to move forward, but I would love to take a call from you right now.
Okay, let's see what I can do, because I was trying to open up a line to our first caller that came in, and they probably weren't listening to it. I'm going to check it out now. And if I can do that, hold on 1 second here.
In the meantime, I'm going to address one other question, which I have here in front of me. And it says, from a high level, do you mind shedding some light on where you see PunchFlix in the next 5 years? And I think that that's a very valid question. Where do we see PunchFlix in the next 5 years? I think if we can get to it right now, and if we, when we get to it right now as a family of shareholders, when we get to it right now, I think that in the next 5 years, we could easily be a $1 billion company. I really believe that. I believe if we get the revenues in, we'll have the market cap. Actually, if we did $109 million in revenue from 1 million subscribers, we'd pretty much be in that $1 billion market cap range. And I think that that's going to be like a phenomenal thing. And then we can hire geniuses to help us be successful. And I think that that's one of the things that we've got to look into over the next 5 years. We've got to hire geniuses to help us be successful, geniuses in their fields, computer science people, computer programmer people. We need to hire the geniuses in their fields to help us be successful. And these geniuses cost money. I mean, you're not going to get a genius for pennies on the dollar. You really have to just pay these people what they're worth to achieve the objective. And I don't know too many people that, you know, we might have to take somebody from another company to help them achieve what they're worth. And we're going to have to pay them what they're worth. They're geniuses. And we're going to have to build a company that is surrounded by geniuses. We're going to have to build a company that's surrounded by the best possible people that money can buy. And one of my faults that I have made is that in our hiring, we haven't hired the geniuses. We haven't hired the people that could really make a difference. We haven't hired that particular person. And that's what we need. We need geniuses. We need great financial minds. We need great computer minds. We need great engineers. We need great teams of people to help us succeed. And the only way we're going to get those teams of people to help us succeed is that we must generate revenues. And that's what this is about. Okay, Joy, who do we got?
Well, callers, when I come to your number, you're going to have to unmute your phone in order for me to bring you in. And that's one of the instructions we need, because I did pick up a caller. The call is in reference to moving the company forward and about PunchFlix. And I just wanted to know, on our callers that we have now and those that have on the call, have you already joined with PunchFlix? Because we really want you to join as investors, like Mr. Collins was saying, and then we want to invite your friends and family. That's so important, because if you're a PunchFlix investor, and you're promoting the business, then I know your friends and family would do what you asked them to do, because they trust you. So what I'm going to do, I'll go back on the call, and I'm going to come in on your line, but if you don't unmute, then I'm not able to talk to you. So I'll try to
do it
one more time.
Okay. And if you have questions, you can call in to 657-383-1974, 657-383-1974. And I left off right now just talking about having geniuses and having work for our company. And that's what we want. We want the smartest people in the world. We want the smartest people that money can buy to work for our company. That's exactly what we want. And it's very difficult when you got to pay those people 100 grand a year, 150 a year just starting off, you know. So we got to have the revenues in order to achieve our objectives. So I'm hoping that this helps set some people on fire tonight to help you want to help us be help us want to be successful. We work very diligently here at the company. I mean, we work very diligently. I mean, we are up all night. We're up all day. You guys have no clue on what it takes to really do this particular job. You have no clue. It's a tough, tough job. But we're doing it, and we're happy to do it, and we're happy to come in and make it happen, and we're happy to work the way that we work for the success of our company. And we're working for you as shareholders. We're working for you as shareholders. As a shareholder, my team and I, we are working for you. You know, and sometimes, you know, we've had to kind of, we did a lot with our shareholders. And as a matter of fact, I got a call the other day. And this gentleman was saying to me that that he wasn't able to buy the stock at $1 a share. And he didn't have any money, whatever his case was. He wasn't able to buy the stock at $1 a share. And he asked if he could buy our stock at $1 a share now, and I told him no. And he says, I think that's really bad. I said, why? He says, because you're moving away from the community. You're moving away from the core beliefs of what you have. And I said, sir, do you go to church? And he says, yes. I said, well, remember the five virgins, the 10 virgins, five had their oil and the other five did not have their oil. And the five that didn't have their oil, they, when they came back, the door was locked. And so what we did as a company was that we made this inexpensive, but we're not cheap. And I think a lot of people think that because it was inexpensive for the entry port, a lot of people felt like we were cheap, but we're not cheap. We were just inexpensive. We just lowered the price. We lowered the point so that our community would have an opportunity to be a part of this. When you bought stock in Punch TV Studios at $1 a share, you essentially were the underwriters for the company. You were the investment bankers for this company. Our initial investment bankers came from the community. True. And now, because we need more revenues and we need more investment dollars, and because we need those things, we now have to position the company to where not only we can work with the community, but we also have to work with businesses across the nation and around the world that can help us be successful. And so these are very important things. We have to build strong relationships with other companies. We have to bring in the rich now. And I know people don't like, oh, we're supposed to be for just a community, but now we have to bring in the rich. We have to bring in, we have to expand our base so that people can enjoy PunchFlix and enjoy our vision all over the world. We have to be a global player. It's so cool when we have people in Africa signing up for PunchFlix, and we have people in America signing up for PunchFlix, and we have people in other parts of the world that are signing up to PunchFlix. That's so exciting to see, because that makes us a global player. But we need our shareholder base right now to also sign up for PunchFlix, to also get involved, to also not be on a standby. We have to do this. We have to move our company to the next level, which brings me to another point. And that point is, as a shareholder in Punch TV, you are a part owner of the company. You're not just a, oh, I bought stock in this or whatever. No, you are an owner of the company. And we need our owners now to step up and let the ownership make a difference. We need the owners now to own their company. We need the owners now to push their company. We need the owners now to make their company make a difference, because we're doing the work. We've laid the infrastructure. We've fought the battles here in the company. We fought the battles to build the server network that we have in order to house all of these shows and programming and streaming. We've done deals with people from all over the world, from Spain and Italy, from Rome, from Israel, from all over the world. We've done deals to bring great programming to this platform. We've done that. And now in doing that, you know, we also In doing that, we've also now must show that we can handle what we are bringing to the table, and we as shareholders can do that. All right, I'm going to take a quick break right here, just like a 1 minute break, and just play a little music, and then we're going to come back. And I don't know what this commercial is here. I'm just going to take a quick 1 minute break, pray a little song, and then we're going to come back. Any questions before I go on? Are there any questions that I can answer for anybody? All you have to do is just chime in and then let us know if you have any questions, and I will answer those questions for you.
Okay. I just went through our call list of the ones that they called in earlier.
Okay.
And I did screen the calls to try to bring someone in, but I guess everybody was simply listening to what you were saying.
Oh, great.
Doing.
Phenomenal. I guess I'm answering all the questions, and I love it when I answer all the questions. You know, I'm answering all the questions right now.
Mm-hmm.
All the
that
questions.
That was great.
Yeah, I'm answering all the questions right now.
Yeah,
so
now I can go back in again, but maybe I'll do it again another 10 minutes so they'll know that I'm coming on their line. And
okay, yeah. So if you have questions, and we have a lot of people here, which is lovely to see. So if you have questions, the number is 657-383-1974. You can call in on that number, 657-383-1974. And but I'm happy that I feel like I'm answering the questions that most people are having, and I hope this is very helpful. You know, we're gearing up for our shareholders convention, which is coming up pretty soon, and so I hope people are tuning in and trying to get thinking about what the convention. The convention last year was absolutely phenomenal. I think we had lots and lots of people there, and I don't think anyone went away unhappy. And we had hundreds of people there, and I don't think anyone went away unhappy at our last shareholders meeting, because there was just so much information and so much that was there for people. And we just giving it out to you so that we can help educate you in the way that we're trying to go. And a lot of what we do here at Punch is really education. Because a lot of people are first-time investors. They never invested before. They've never been on anything like that before. So a lot of what we're doing is education. And so in educating people, we try to take you step by step. We try to bring phenomenal people in to be your speakers and to talk with you. We try to bring in, well, we don't try, we did, we have, we do. We bring in phenomenal people to talk to you. We bring in phenomenal speakers to break it down to you, to try to explain the complexities of Wall Street in a few easy words. And Wall Street is a very complex place because you're dealing with capitalism. And capitalism is just like us, just like a whole nother level of crap. It's just like a whole nother level of crap, for lack of a better word. Because if you're not delivering to the marketplace the stick that they beat you with for failing is really a tough stick. So you have to deliver to the marketplace. And this is what we're doing here at Punch. We have to deliver to the marketplace, because if we don't deliver to the marketplace, the stick by which the marketplace beats you with is very severe. It's a very severe type of stick that they beat you with. I'm not even talking about the beating. I'm just talking about the stick they hit you with. Then the beating is a whole other thing.
Exactly. Well, you know what we've done with our Punch, also, and our investors know through our CEO, we've actually have created a path for an avenue of economics for the urban community. And that's why it's new to our people. It's something that has been into existence, but the way we came at the investors and how we promoted it and bring them on, it was never done like this before. So we created an avenue. We created a path, a trail for us to come into this cycle of investment, and it has worked for us. So that's what we're still working on. We're doing a pipeline that we're coming into this system, and we're getting what we deserve. And that's why we're asking our investors to continue on this path with us, because this is a journey. It's one of the major processes to get to where we're going, and it's going to happen.
Not only have we done something different in the marketplace of investment, we also created systems that didn't exist when we started. So not only did we have to allow the community to invest in our company, we also created the systems which was used to invest. And that is a difficult thing in and of itself because of what we were up against. And being up against those things, it's just so hard. It's been so very, very hard to be up against a system that did not – we had to create the system. And now the system that we're creating, other people are trying to now use our system to benefit themselves. And it's like, oh, wow, amazing. It's like we're the forerunners on this, and now other people are trying to use our system for themselves. And I just think that – I think we have to know what it is that we've done, and I don't think so many people – don't really know what it is that we have created. We have walked on water. You know, we've caught lightning and thrown it in jail. We created something that just had not been there before. And now we're walking through that. Now, when we raised the money that we raised, we were out to raise $50 million. We only raised 10% of that money. So we then tried to execute a $50 million plan on 10% of the money that we actually needed, even after scaling back. And even after having done all of that, we've come up with PunchFlix, which is amazing. When I talk about PunchFlix, I just get excited all over because you can watch movies and television anytime, anywhere. You can watch Spanish television, English television. You can just enjoy it. It's easy. The pricing structure is simple. You can watch it anytime. It's just awesome. And I just love it.
Ours.
I mean, I really, really do.
Yes.
I really do.
It's great to see somebody else buy a house and you walk in it. But when you get your own house, it's a great reward. You're rewarding yourself. And that's what we have made a platform for. This is ours.
And ours meaning the community. Ours meaning the urban community. Ours, exactly. Meaning the urban community. We created this. This is homegrown. Mm-hmm. This is what we built inside of our community, okay. Inside of where we are, inside of what we've done. We, as the urban community, we have done this. We have put together something that did not exist before we did it.
Mm-hmm.
We built a road that was not there before we laid it. We built a foundation that was not there before we built it, before we laid it. And these things that was, it was just not there, but we created it. We made it happen. And because I know we made this happen, we made that happen, we can make this happen as well. We can get on fire and we can tell people to get PunchFlix. We can sign up for PunchFlix ourselves. We can tell our family to sign up for PunchFlix. We can tell our friends to sign up for PunchFlix. We can tell everyone that you need PunchFlix in your life. You just need it. And it's just an awesome, 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 awesome-taneous thing. And I hate to kind of like, I feel like I'm kind of like being repetitive here, but when you're doing something great, sometimes when you're in the midst of doing it, you don't really appreciate what's going on. You know, when you're running the race and you're about to cross the finish line and people see you cross the finish line and they're ready to celebrate because you're going across the finish line, but the other part that they don't see is all of the training, all of the sweat, all of the stuff that happened outside of the adulation to get you prepared for the adulation. And so what I'm saying to you today is that PunchFlix and our company, we are prepared for the adulation now. And we need our shareholders to help us cross the finish line. We've done all of the hard work. We've done all of the heavy lifting. We've taken all of the abuse, verbally and otherwise. We've seen all of the stuff. We've been part of all of the crap. We've done it all, verbally and otherwise. But now we have positioned ourselves with our shareholders to where we can cross the finish line and we can celebrate together. We can grab the adulation together and we can shake up the world and we can shock everybody who even doubted us. Because no matter what you do, you're going to have haters. And when you have haters, you can shock your haters because they doubted you. I had one young lady who was in my office the other day, and we're working on a movie together, and it's a great little movie, and we're giving some first time people an opportunity to act and be in this movie, and someone in her family did a play and is making fun of her because she's doing a movie with us. Well, I did my play, and my play was so good, and this was that, and that was this, and this was that. And I had to tell her, no, we're going to do this movie. We're going to put this movie in movie theaters, and then we're going to submit it for an Oscar. That's what we do. Now, whether it wins an Oscar or not, we don't know. But it doesn't hurt to try. So there's haters in everything that we do. There's somebody who doesn't like everything that you do. But guess what? We're going to shake up the world. We're going to shake up our haters. We're going to shake up the people who doubted us. We're going to shake up the people who thought that we were nothing. We're going to shake up the people who counted us out. We're going to shake them up, and we're ready. And if we have the help of our shareholders, it's going to just take us the whole way through. And that's what this is all about. This is why I wanted to have this town hall meeting, so that I can be available. And I've tried to be available to our shareholders. I've tried to make myself available so that if you have questions, if you have concerns, I can't stay on the phone all day with a lot of people, but if you have questions and you have concerns, I will jump on the phone and I will talk to you. I will make sure you know where we stand. I will make sure you know what we're trying to do. I'll make sure that you are informed in every way that we can be informed. And right now we're preparing for our annual audit. And the auditors are coming in tomorrow, and the auditor is going to be here for about 10 days. And we're going to come out of this audit strong, and we're going to come out of this audit with new direction, and we're going to come out of this audit facing facing just a great platform, and we're going to come out of this audit strong, and it's going to be great. And we're going to file this audit on the SEC's website, and it's going to be great. It's going to be great. So we are doing the work, the hard work and the little work. We are doing the work. So we're coming out of the starting blocks now, and we need our shareholders to get on fire. And we need our shareholders to call their family members, call Pookie Nim, call Bebe Nim, call Ray Ray Nim, and tell all of them to get a subscription with PunchFlix.
Yes.
Now, let me tell
Put
you something that's really
media.
Exciting. Put it on your
yes.
social media. Share it on everything like that. And let me tell you something that's exciting. We are working on our app, on the PunchFlix app for Amazon. So we're working on that app for Amazon, and we're working on the app for Apple so that you'll be able to download it to your iOS and not have to go directly to the website. You can go directly to the website on your iOS devices, on your Apple devices, and put in punchflix.com and sign up. But we are working now where there'll be an app, and you'll be able to download it right from the App Store. And when you download it from the App Store, it'll take you through, and you'll be able to enjoy PunchFlix in that way. And then it'll be on your televisions that we want, and we're working to be television to the world. That's what we're working to be television to the world. We're working to be on every television screen in every household in the world. Now imagine that. Every television screen in every household in the world. Now, if that doesn't get you excited, I don't know what else to get you excited about. I don't know what else excites you, because that's what we're working on. We want to, and this is why we need the support of our shareholders, because we are working to be on every television screen in every household in the world. So if a person turns on a television, we want them to see PunchFlix, period. And we can get there. We can get there with your support, and we can get there rapidly. And we can do it as a community. So I have pretty much answered all of the questions that I think that I can answer on today. Unless anyone has any other questions that I didn't cover, but I think I've pretty much answered those questions today. So you can give us a call. Our number in the office, if you need help with something, is 323-489-8119. You can give us a call. You can, and if you need investor relations, extension 230. So 323-489-8119, extension 230. And, I'm going to give like 5 minutes if anybody have any quick questions. I see we have so many people on here, which is amazing. And
yes,
I'm glad you guys
have
decided to tune in. But if there's anyone who has any questions or whatever, I'm going to give a few minutes and then we're going to wrap this up. And that's how we're going to do it. So I'm going to take another quick break for just a couple minutes. Then we're going to come back and we're going to wrap this up.
Awesome. Well, let's give you a praise.
I'm Joseph Collins. I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. Growing up in South Central Los Angeles, my mother was on welfare. She fought day and night to get off welfare and give her children a better life. She would always say to me, "Son, this is the best that I can do, but you can do better." And I promised that I would do better and that I would be the catalyst for change in our community. Just like I promise you that together we can build a multi-billion dollar media company that brings wealth back to our community, that resurrects.
We are back. And Joy, how are you feeling tonight? What do you think about today's conversation so far?
I think it's awesome that we have so many callers that came on tonight. I'm really excited about that. But most of all, I believe we're in the right direction. It's always been my belief since the beginning when we started asking our investors and how they responded. I just want to encourage them to keep the same enthusiasm they had in the beginning. You know, when you're going through trying to get to something great, you always have oppositions that will come. And sometimes, yeah, you do get weary, but supposed to give up because the process, you have to go through it. So I just wanted to say to everyone, just like you expected great things initially, keep that expectancy up. Keep looking for it. Don't think it's not coming, because I'm sure it's coming. It's here. You're knocking down walls and leaping over hills. And I can't say we're climbing mountains because we're so powerful. A lot of things that we're going through and have come through, just with you being near us on our side, the questions that you have, the Facebook comments that you make, and just a lot of you, they're just sitting and waiting. That's what investment is. It's a sitting and waiting game. It's not an immediate, like a deposit you put in your bank and you draw it out tomorrow. And that's what we're learning. And I think the patience that we're having with our investors is just so phenomenal. It shows an art that we have created in business now. This is a business world. And so the conversation, you showing up for the town hall meeting, they always say it's the show up. If you showed up, then you showed up. And I'm so grateful for you being here. And every one of you, I just want to say thank you. And thank you, the company. Thank you, the CEO. I'm just happy to know that all is well, Mr. Collins.
Yeah, no, I agree with that sentiment all the way. And I try to tell people, even, you know, coming into Punch, is that this is not a get-rich kind of thing. This is not a get-rich thing. This has never been a thing where you're going to get rich. You're going to put your money in, or you put your money in, and you expect to get rich. This is a growth process. This has been a process of trial and error. This has been a process of working through the challenges that we've had to work through, and now is a process of now claiming the victory in PunchFlix. And together we can do that. Together we can make a difference. And together we can just set this thing on fire. And I'm excited about that. I'm so excited about that. I'm so excited about being able to just make a difference in our community. And people scold me a lot when I make this particular statement. Warren Buffett has made a lot of millionaires. Warren Buffett, with his company Berkshire Hathaway, he's made a lot of millionaires. But he didn't do that overnight. It took a long time for that to kind of transpire. Yeah. But along the way, he was having victories. Along the way, he was having challenges, and then he would have victories, and he would have challenges. But his stockholders stuck with him, and now they're reaping the benefit and the value of that stock. And when I say that, I really look forward to the people that become millionaires from Punch and from what we're doing here. I really look forward to just seeing that. And when I see that and I think about that, it just really makes me exciting. I don't know when it's going to happen. I can't tell you tomorrow what's going to happen. I can't tell you the next day it's going to happen. I can't tell you when, but I know once it does happen, I'm certainly going to celebrate that moment. I'm going to celebrate that triumph. I'm going to celebrate that victory, that because a person invested in Punch, they became a millionaire. And I'm going to celebrate that when the time comes. And I believe that if we give it the time and we have And we have Punch Flicks rolling, and people are doing that. And we have other things coming to Punch TV Studios, hopefully really soon. And when those things come, it's going to be amazing. And we meet our challenges, and we meet our challenges, and we meet our opportunities, and we embrace our opportunities. And I just think we're going to have a phenomenal, phenomenal platform. And it doesn't take long to do it when we work together. When we work together, it doesn't take long. And that's what's exciting to me. That's like so exciting to me on every level, because I know that nobody thought – people always say this, and I know most of our shareholders are of African-American descent. And people said that, oh, black people never work together. This is what they say, right? Well, I have to tell you, I'm in a position where I can never say that again, because we have had thousands of people that have come together to make this company something special. Yeah. And and primarily African-American people to make this company mm-hmm. special. So when people say, oh, he's the Martin Luther King Jr. of Wall Street, I can understand that, because we've brought these people together to do something special. And I just think Wall Street in and of itself is not ready for us. But that doesn't mean we can't break the door down. They weren't ready for civil rights to take place. But we had to break the door down. They weren't ready for Malcolm X, but we had to break the door down. They weren't ready for Martin Luther King Jr., but we had to break the door down. They weren't ready for great civil rights leaders. They certainly weren't ready for Muhammad Ali, but we had to break the doors down. They weren't ready for these things that have been paradigm shifts in our culture, but we had to break the door down. And just like they're not ready for us, but we're going to break this door down, and we're going to serve it up to them on splinters. We're going to put splinters on a silver platter and serve it up to them. They weren't ready for Sojourner Truth, you know, who was preaching we can be free. They weren't ready for those kinds of things. They weren't ready for Harriet Tubman, which we have a phenomenal Harriet Tubman movie on our platform. Mm-hmm. They weren't ready for Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad. They weren't ready for that. They weren't ready for people of African-American descent like Alex Haley and those other people in that way like that. They weren't ready for that. But whether they're ready or not, here we come.
Oh, wow.
And this is what we've got to know. This is what we've got to know. Ready or not,
here we
come. Here mm-hmm. we come. We're coming. We're breaking down barriers. Ready or not, here we come. Ready or not, here we come. And I think if we can... You know, and you know, they weren't ready for Barack Obama. They weren't ready for this man to be the first African-American president of America. They weren't ready for that. America wasn't ready for that.
Well, they couldn't even imagine it.
Couldn't even imagine it. They couldn't even imagine it. They couldn't imagine Shirley Chisholm, the first African-American woman to run for president of the United States. They couldn't imagine that. Mary McLeod Bethune, they couldn't imagine that. Frederick Douglass, they couldn't imagine that. Whether you agree or disagree with their philosophies, you couldn't imagine that these people were those who have made a difference in our society and caused paradigm shifts in our society. And Punch is a paradigm shift in our society. And those who invested in Punch, you're a part of that paradigm shift.
Mm-hmm.
They can never go back. Even if they want to go back, they can never go back, because we have shifted the paradigm. Now we have got to take it all the way. And I don't know about anybody who's listening right now. And right now I know I'm speaking as a CEO, but I'm not being politically correct. But I can tell you this right now is that I'm fired up and ready to go. I'm ready to make this happen right now, not tomorrow. not the next day, right now. I'm fired up right now. And this is where we have to be. We have to be fired up. We got to be fired up right now. And I'm fired up, and I'm ready to go. I'm ready to make this happen. And this is where we try to share.
Yeah.
This is where I've tried to share in our community. You know, this is where I've tried to share in our community, because there are wonderful stories that need to be told. There are wonderful stories that need to be told that nobody is telling, and we want to put ourselves in the position to tell that particular story. Fannie Lou Hamer says, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. So, you know, I don't know how you're feeling about it, but I think right now I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I'm sick and tired of mediocrity. I don't want mediocrity. We want to stand for greatness and be great and make our children great, make our communities great, make our wealth mechanisms great.
And that's where we are. We're in that position to do that.
And we've put ourselves in the position to do that. So I want to leave this conversation right now. I know we said we're going to go about 90 minutes, but we didn't really have any questions, and I thought we were kind of prepared for questions. So I guess I've answered everybody's question. But I want to just leave this conversation and just tell you that we are greater than our greatest fears. We are bigger than the greatest cavern that people say we can't cross. We are deeper than the deepest ocean. We are hotter than the hottest volcano. And our time is right now.
It's right now.
And this is why we're having this. This is why we're having this town hall meeting, because our time is right now. Rosa Parks did her part. She sat down and says, I'm not riding in the back of the bus anymore. Our time is right now. Our time is right now. Ralph Abernathy marched with Dr. King. Our time is right now. Evie Hill help build Trinity Broadcasting.
Oh my God. They had him on there for free.
He was so great. His greatness made him there, and we are great.
Yes.
So I adjure you guys, you know, to the service that we provide is absolutely great. It's phenomenal. PunchFlix is phenomenal. By hands down, it is phenomenal. And we've got to now rally our troops, rally our people, rally our bases, and tell them, let's make this happen today. So I want to thank everyone for joining me on today's town hall meeting. I just been awesome. Thank you for letting me talk. And I'm just so passionate right now. And I want to just thank you. And thank each and every one of you for today's show. God bless you, and sign up for PunchFlix, and may God keep each and every one of you. I want to thank Joy for helping me out today. Thank you so much, and God bless you, and we're done with this for today. God bless each and every one of you.
Get your PunchFlix. Don't forget. Have a great evening.